There has been some talk about a task force that's being put together, and I believe that is the subject of our conversation this morning. And, you know, not a moment too soon, in light of recent events, even dating back several months. There's a lot of people in the community and in the county that feel like crime is on the rise, multiple different kinds of crime is on the rise. And Sheriff, I'll let you start out this morning. You sent us a press release stating that the county is going to take a proactive approach in that fight.
Yeah, well, again, thanks for getting us on. We always like to, or I always like to be on with you guys and get this information out to our community. Be obviously transparent with what we're doing in public safety. And this was something that was spearheaded by our commissioners, Commissioner Grinberg and Commissioner Vettel. And so I'm going to let Commissioner Vettel do most of the talking. But, you know, since he's got the background on it and he's going to be leading this charge, of course, he's, you know, he's the right person to do this because he's got a lot of law enforcement experience, public safety experience. And, you know, he cares deeply about the community, he cares deeply about public safety and law enforcement in our area. So I think he's the exact person to spearhead this and bring all these groups together. And I think really it's just to try to identify, you know, where some shortfalls are. We know that our community is growing rather quickly and with that growth comes a lot of additional crime many times, and we've talked about that in the past. But this task force, I think, will hopefully be able to identify what that activity potentially is, what does it look like, and are we communicating that? And I say, you know, by saying, are we being law enforcement, our elected leaders, communicating and being transparent with the public we serve in those efforts. And so this is just, I think, a way to collaboratively look at and possibly identify what those issues might be. And with that, I think I'll turn it over to Joel, and he can kind of give some more insight to, you know, his vision for the task force and kind of what he's thinking as far as leading this group.
Sounds good.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff. And I always love getting on the radio with the sheriff because he usually fills in all the great details and I just have to do some fluff stuff. So he's great at that.
He is good.
My experience with 20 years in law enforcement, Fargo PD, and really knowing Sheriff Johnner for over 30 years, I have great respect for what he's done at the county level and in his position and really leading the charge in this area as far as being proactive for law enforcement. And part of this conversation always starts back to when we're out listening to the people that we serve as an elected official, as a Cass County Commissioner, as a sheriff. The first things we have to do is keep our ears open. And one thing we've heard over and over again is people are concerned about their safety.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have to take to heart and say, okay, whether it's a reality or a perception of safety and security, it's all something we have to consider. And we have to take and do our due diligence to ensure that each and every day we're doing the best we can for the people that we serve. And so as an elected official, along with Commissioner Grinberg, we started having a conversation about who's in the best position to really take and lead this charge countywide and really bring together all the stakeholders and really try to put together a task force. And again, a task force is set up to be short duration of time with very specific goals. And so we know this is going to be about an 11-month process. We are going to get people in the room, get people at a table that are obviously very connected to this area of safety and security for our county. And so area law enforcement, state's attorney's office, U.S. attorney's office, those types of folks that really can make a commitment and have the responsibility to really take on this challenge. And what we want to do is, first of all, identify the people we need at the table. Second, we need to define specific goals of what we want to do with this task force. And then ultimately, at the end of the day, after gathering that information, gathering comments from the public, we are going to take and come up with some recommendations of things that we believe will make a difference as we move forward for the next decade in law enforcement, in public safety, in this community. So it's a big challenge, but it's one that I think we have the right people. When we talk about our chiefs of police for our various communities here in Cass County, when I talk about state attorney's office, U.S. attorney's office, parole and probation, all of those are important pieces in that building block to create a really great blueprint for moving forward in the next decade in Cass County.
You know, I think that our area is going to be really happy to hear this.
Yeah, I believe so. And
I do.
If I could just add a couple things here, you know, with what Joel said, and that is that, you know, all of our agencies already work pretty good together. We all know that.
Yeah.
We collaborate in a lot of different ways. And a lot of, you know, we share resources and do a lot of different things together. But I think that this gives us an opportunity to kind of just rethink how we're doing all those things and really hone in on the particulars. And, you know, they're identify specifics because we're all, even though we're all collaborating at different times, sometimes we still go in different directions and kind of pulling everyone back in together. And as Commissioner Vettel said, getting everyone at the table to kind of just redefine our mission and see how we can share information and collaborate on resources and things of that nature to, like he also said, make our community safer. And so I think that this is a great effort. This was a great idea by Commissioner Vettel and Commissioner Grinberg. They're really the two that spearheaded this. And myself as a law enforcement leader, I appreciate them thinking outside the box and thinking to get all of us back in the same room again and talk about these things. And like I mentioned before, with his experience and leadership, I think that this will be a very good effort.
Well, and Commissioner, this idea, you're listening. You're listening to the residents of this county because you hear it all the time, everywhere, that people are not feeling safe anymore.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that to me is always one of the most concerning issues when people say they don't feel safe, because quality of life, one of the building blocks of quality of life, is feeling safe in the environment you're in. And not much else matters if you don't feel safe in the place you're at. And so as a father of two daughters who I hope will stay in this area and continue their lives, I want this place to be better after I leave this world than it was before.
Exactly.
And my goal is always to strive as a public servant to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to ensure that we're making this a better place, whether it's public safety, whether it's through our other processes as far as infrastructure and other areas of our Cass County government. I think that we do, and Sheriff Johnner said it well, we have some extremely dedicated law enforcement officials in our Cass County area.
Yeah,
I strongly believe that they are doing all they can to ensure the safety of our public. And our role really is to continue to try to find ways for them to communicate better, for them to utilize their resources better, and really, at the end of the day, make sure that we're all pulling in the right direction when it comes to public safety. And I feel very strongly that the community deserves this. We live in one of the safest places in the world. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know times are changing, right? The old saying. And when things change, it makes people uncomfortable. And that's all right. That's all right. But what we want to do is ensure that we're doing all we can to make sure these are positive changes, that these things are impacting us in a positive way. And we really feel that we're in a great position to build a blueprint that other counties around our state can really utilize to improve, you know, their areas as far as public safety. And so, again, we have some great individuals that are going to be sitting at that table, smart people that do their jobs extremely well. And we're going to take advantage of that and try to really hone in on where are these goals and what are these final recommendations that we can make that are going to improve the lives of our community.
Well, and, you know, I can't really pose a policy question to Sheriff Johnner, but I will to you, Commissioner Vettel, kind of put on my, I guess, news hat for about 60 seconds. You know, we saw Attorney General Drew Wrigley's fight with the Bureau of Prisons in the state, the director of the penal facility in Bismarck, state legislators of Fargo. What do you say to, because I believe one of the people who is going to be part of this particular commission is State's Attorney Hegvig. What do you say to the people who say part of this is a punishment piece as well? Mm-hmm. There are many of us that feel we need to send a message when these people are convicted of the crimes that sends a message. Don't come here and try to commit these kinds of things because it's not going to end well for you. And right now, I believe there are people out there that feel that, you know, there are district judges and it's just the prosecution to the level for the certain types of crimes doesn't fit the crime. What do you say to that, Commissioner?
I think at the end of the day, we need to make sure that if that is what people are feeling, if that is what our community, our citizens are saying, the state's attorney's position is an elected position. Mm-hmm. And they need to continue to ask those tough questions of our state's attorney, of our sheriff, of the state. We're going to have two legislators, or one or two legislators on this task force, one from the Senate side, one from the House side. And we need to work in conjunction with state government, federal government, and along with our local law enforcement to really make sure that we're making a difference here in our community. And again, we need to hold our elected officials to the standards that we expect. And I strongly believe that as an elected official, I want to be challenged.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't agree with the areas that I'm working on or something that I feel, I want them to come forward. I'm not afraid of having a great debate. I think the civil debate, because I think oftentimes we become, in this day and age, civil debate has not been the standard, and that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But I think that's really, as an elected official, and I think Sheriff John will agree, we want to hear those things. And if it's not happening, if our citizens don't feel that we're doing the correct job, we want to hear their input. And again, I feel our state's attorney, Kim Hemig, she wants to hear the input. And we want to make sure that we're doing our best to ensure that we're representing the people that elected us. And part of that is, what is their stance on crime? What is their stance on prosecution? What is their stance on what we're doing each and every day to ensure the safety of our communities? And so I think those are the ones that we want. We want that input. We want to be transparent. And I said this from the beginning, transparency to me is an extremely important part of government. And when I was the public information officer for the Fargo PD, that was one of the cornerstones of what I did. I knew there was things I couldn't release based on the investigation, but I tried my best to be as transparent as possible with the media. And I think I'm trying to do that same thing here at DeKalb County. I want transparency because we want people to trust their government. And if they don't trust our government, then we're in trouble. And so I think we're going to continue to move forward. This task force is going to be extremely transparent in what we do and what we say. We're going to come up with some strong recommendations for the people we serve. And hopefully those implementations of those things will, again, give people that ability to go, okay, they heard me, they're taking action, and they're moving forward with something that I can recognize as a positive aspect of safety in our community.
Yeah. Will any city commissioners be on this?
No.
Okay.
We're really trying to tighten up who is on this committee to really, because I'm a firm believer, the bigger the committee, the less gets done. Mm-hmm. I'll be very frank.
Yeah.
And we really feel that with a smaller working group, we can accomplish much, much more. Mm-hmm. And so we're really trying to tighten down on the numbers of people that are at the table, but we need the right people at the table. That's the important
thing.
The right people at the table so that they can actually affect change if change is needed. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do change just for the sake of change. I want, and I think this task force is going to be set up where, again, smart people sitting at the table that can actually make and affect change. And again, when you have something like this, it isn't something that's going to last for 5 years as far as the task force itself. We hope these recommendations mm-hmm. that we make after 9 or 11 months will be something that will affect us for the next decade.
Yeah.
And that's really what a task force is designed for. And we really feel strongly that this is the right move at the right time to really help our community grow and continue to grow in a positive way and ultimately make people feel as safe as possible in their neighborhoods, their community, their county.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I like what I'm hearing and taking a proactive approach based on what we're seeing in the community. And, you know, whoever wants to answer this, Commissioner Vettel or Sheriff Johnner, you know, I think another one of the perceptions, crime in general, but with the proliferation of drugs coming up from the border or even down from the southern, the northern border, the cartels influence in the area, there are people that believe that that is genuinely happening. And I don't know why. Is it the possibility that they see us as kind of low-hanging fruit, a target that they can come over here and knock over banks and ATMs and steal fund, money to fund their illegal operations? Are we having an infiltration of gangs slash cartel activity in the area?
Yeah, well, I can answer that, sure. Ronnie. So as we've talked about before, I mean, yeah, most definitely a number of our criminal activity in our community is related to narcotics trafficking, right? And it even goes way back to when I wrote my letter on border security when I was representing the North Dakota and South Dakota sheriffs. We see that time and time again that this area is an area of opportunity for them because they can make more money bringing stuff to our area because of the availability or lack of availability that we currently have. So if it's trafficked into this area, it's a lucrative business for them. And so we have seen that. And, you know, that is a driving force, again, for a number of our things. And how do we know that information? Well, we know it because of the amount of people that we're seeing coming into our facility, our jail facility, that are related to, you know, their crimes are related to that narcotics activity. But then we also see it through our current task force, our federal narcotics task force in our state, drug task force, and the cases that they're doing and linking stuff back to those particular areas. And so, yeah, that's definitely a problem. And, you know, Commissioner Vettel articulated this very well. And that's the goal of this, right, is to get everyone to sit down, look at this information, and really determine or pinpoint where are those shortfalls or where are those problems, and then try to concentrate those resources and that thought process and that intel and everything that we need to put together to get a handle on those things, pinpointed in that direction. And by having the right people at the table, as he mentioned, that's going to help us do that, because maybe as we're doing this thing, maybe we decide that state statutes aren't, you know, right in the way that we need to combat some of these things. And that's why we have the legislators at the table. So that just gives an example of why the certain people were identified to try to figure out where are these, again, these loopholes, these shortfalls, and then try to work in those areas specifically.
Well, fantastic discussion this morning, as always, in both of you. I mean, combined wealth of knowledge in law enforcement is just incredible, and we appreciate so much that you were willing to be guests on the show. As we wrap up this morning, maybe I'll give it to you first, Sheriff, and then you, Commissioner Vettel. Any final words for folks listening out there this morning about the formation of the task force?
Yeah, well, I think we're fortunate in this area to have some of the leadership that we do have. You know, we could all sit on the sideline and just go about day to day with our activities, but you know, in this instance, Commissioner Grinberg, Commissioner Vettel, thinking outside the box here, and how can we be proactive and going forward and not sit on the sidelines and try to figure out a way that we can get a better handle on what might be occurring in our community to make it a safer place. I think just shows the caliber of leadership that we have in some of these elected positions. And I think that it's important for our community to know that we aren't just sitting on the sideline, that we're trying to constantly look at these things, because as he mentioned, if people are bringing these concerns forward to their elected leaders, We need to address these issues. That's what they've asked us to do by putting us into these positions. So I'm excited for this. I think that it's going to help us really hone in law enforcement resources, funding sources, things of that nature to really try to get a handle and keep our community safe as we move forward, because that's really, I think, what our community wants from us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree.
Any last words, Commissioner Vettel, for those listening this morning?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having us on. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about an important topic. And again, as always, I appreciate the sheriff and his willingness to always jump in and do the things that we ask him as colleagues at the commission. But more importantly, I think, just to thank the citizens. We've had, as Sheriff Johnner mentioned, we do have an engaged group in our communities that always are looking for opportunities to take and talk about the things that affect their lives each and every day in Cass County. And we appreciate that. As I talked about transparency, the other part is communication. We need to continue to communicate with the people that we serve, understand their needs, understand their wants, understand what their fears are for the future. Because the only way we can affect change as elected officials is by the input and also the support of the people we serve. So continue to call us, continue to engage at our meetings, and continue to take and find ways to communicate with your elected officials. And I think as we continue forward in our communities, Fargo, Cass County, all these areas around us, our small rural areas, towns, they will continue to grow. We'll have challenges. But at the end of the day, we want to keep the quality of life we've become accustomed to in this area. And I strongly believe these are the types of things that we do to make sure that happens.